Hi, my name is Nick Bergren, and I'm currently in the second year of my PhD in psychology at Birkbeck University of London. My thesis is how trait anxiety affects the control of attention. Anxiety is something we all have a knowledge of, and it's an emotional state that PhD students in particular can relate to. However, there's a difference between sometimes feeling anxious when heading for a meeting with your advisor and feeling anxious pervasively as part of your general personality, as anxious people who fear negative outcomes and worry a lot often do worse in school, as well as perform less effectively at work. When thinking how does anxiety work, one major finding is that people who rate themselves as highly anxious show biases in their attention to threat. So, for example, if I told you to look at something and ignore a scary face or threatening word also present, an anxious person finds this much harder to do and can't help but look at it. This makes sense with the layman view that anxious people are fearful of danger and seem to be jumpy at the simplest things, like the drop of a leaf. What's really interesting though is that in recent years, researchers found that anxious people don't just have difficulty ignoring the scary stuff. They have trouble rejecting any kind of irrelevant information, even simple things like letters or shapes. Current theories therefore argue that anxiety disrupts the control of attention and factors like the ability to inhibit or block out irrelevant things. This idea is supported by brain imaging studies showing differences in activity in the front of the brain in anxious people, an area heavily involved in the control of attention. As part of my thesis, I want to understand further how anxiety might affect the control of attention. For example, in a recent study, we found that anxiety disrupted the ability to distinguish between predictable and unpredictable outcomes in a computer game. This could in some way explain enhanced attention to irrelevant things. If one can't distinguish between expected and unexpected information, all information might be more surprising and therefore capture attention more readily. I hope that this kind of work can enhance the understanding of how anxiety works and maybe even improve treatment therapies for people suffering from anxiety disorders. Thank you for listening. My work wouldn't be possible without the help of my advisor, Professor Naz Dirakhshan, my colleagues at Birkbeck University of London, and the Economic and Social Research Council in the United Kingdom.